Hello. We are now in chapters 19, 20, and 21 of Acts. We are in Paul's third missionary journey. There's not really a clear, clean break between journey two and journey three. So it's not very simple. But by the time we get to Ephesus, we're definitely in the third missionary journey. I'm not going to go into what I said mentioned yesterday, talking about explaining the baptism of John. But anyway, I hope you enjoy looking at that. I hope it brings some questions to your mind. Paul has quite a bit of success in the first half of his stay in Ephesus. He's there for 2 years. The Jews kind of don't accept him too well. He spends some time in the synagogue and then he leaves them. You see that down around verse 9 or so. And he gets a lecture hall and he just starts lecturing to everybody. And God did miraculous miracles. Look at the verse 11, that they take napkins or handkerchiefs and just touch Paul and go put it on sick people and they're healed, or on people who are demon-possessed and the demons leave them. It's amazing. And then there were people going around that were not of them, that had been casting out demons, and they start using Jesus's name and Paul's name, and the demons fight back. They don't know who they are, which is kind of an interesting passage. But then you get towards the end of the chapter, and lo and behold, as always, people push back. And in this particular case, there's this guy, what's his name? Demetrius, the silversmith. And Demetrius, I call it the Jerry Maguire factor, show me the money. There's always somebody chasing dollars, and money is always at the root of these battles in some form or fashion. Money or power, and power has to do with money. And so what you find is that there's this big riot. There's lots of problems, and Paul ends up leaving. Chapter 20, he goes back through Macedonia and Greece. He's decided he's going to go back to Jerusalem. You see him stopping in Troas, and he raises Eutychus from the dead because it says Paul talked on and on. I know a lot of preachers are accused of that. I would love to have been there to listen to Paul go on and on and on, wouldn't you? But Eutychus was a young man, fell asleep, fell out of a three-story window, died, and Paul raised him back to life. And then Paul, on his way back to Jerusalem, he meets with the Ephesian elders and he has a long discourse with them. There's a sad passage in there that I think is important for us to understand. That's in second half of verse 29. He says to the Ephesian elders, he says, "Savage wolves will come in among you and will not spare the flock. Even from your own number, men will arise and distort the truth in order to draw away disciples after them." If you study anything about church history, going all the way back, as far back as you can go, and come all the way to as recent as you can find, you will find the leadership of the church is where you get most of the divisions that we have. It is sad. It is so important to pick your leaders well. It is scary. Frankly, it is extremely scary to be a leader. How do you be a leader? How do you do it right? I don't know. I don't know, other than to just pray and trust God. Chapter 21, they are on to Jerusalem. There's a lot of stuff in this going in this chapter. They get down there and they're concerned that Paul, because he is so focused on the Gentiles, that people are in Jerusalem, the Jews are going to think he's not a Jew at all. He doesn't follow any of the Jewish ways. So they convince him to take some guys who are going through a vow and to pay their way and participate in it with them, and they do that. But the folks have followed him from these other places. They're there for the feast, and they assume that he's taken some Gentiles into the temple courts, and they riot, and they bring down the Romans, trying to stop the riots, and they arrest Paul, and they're going to flog him to ask him questions, and he says, is it okay to flog a Roman citizen? That causes all sorts of problems. And Paul has an opportunity to speak to the crowd, and that causes more problems. And this is the point at which Paul is now from Jerusalem. He's getting ready to make his run back to Rome, and we're going to be at the end of the book. I hope you enjoy it. Very interesting reading through this. Have a great evening. God bless you.